USA Radio News.
The partial government shutdown continues, and Vice President Mike Pence is meeting with lawmakers from both sides of the aisle in hopes of coming up with a solution when everyone gets together to solve this and fix border security and keep everyone happy. Tragedy at a California bowling alley has many people still searching for answers. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the details.
We heard gunshots. Pop, 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 pop.
Deadly gunfire at a Southern California bowling alley. Three dead and four wounded.
I seen people running and I heard gunshots and I tried to get down.
It happened in the L.A. suburb of Torrance. Police Sergeant Ronald Harris.
Officers, upon arrival, did immediately go into life-saving measures to do their best that they can for those victims.
So far, there have been no arrests. Investigators are still looking for a motive.
Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren is in Iowa campaigning for the 2020 election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42. And never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
This is a time of year when many folks start looking at their finances and plan for stuff moving forward. Dan Geltrude is a CPA. He joins Fox News and talks about some of the things you need to be doing right now to set yourself up for success in 2019.
Review your assets, your liabilities, your income, your expenses. That's your starting point. If you're going to talk about New Year's resolution, everybody wants to lose weight, this is the equivalent of getting on the scale. You got to see where you are today, your assets, what you own, liabilities, what you owe, your income, what do you have coming in, expenses, what's going out.
Yeah.
The reason assets and liabilities are important, do you think you need to get rid of some assets in order to take care of some liabilities, especially after the holidays?
The California police officer who was fatally shot during a traffic stop by an illegal alien was honored today at a memorial service in Modesto, California. Hundreds of people also lined the streets to pay their respects to Corporal Ronnie Singh. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jan Rader is the first female fire chief in West Virginia. She's doing what she can and making a big impact on their state's fight against the opioid epidemic. She recently released a TED Talk on Netflix where she talked about the fact that opioid deaths in her state are down over 50%. She joins CBS This Morning and talks about why.
I think that the big issue or what has really worked is we have come together as a community. We have hundreds of people working diligently and putting their ego aside to work on this issue. And that matters. You know, we have competitors coming together to form something called PROACT, to provide a way to get somebody help within 2 hours of being assessed, whereas before it might take a couple days or a week to get somebody help who's suffering from substance use disorder.
Rader also believes it's key how we handle this addiction.
Somebody suffering from substance use disorder or addiction is actually a fragile person. Okay? They are hopeless, and the way we treat them can make their situation better or worse. So even a wisecrack made by somebody can make their situation worse. So we need to treat them with kindness and compassion and show them that they are a good person and that they do deserve to get better because they can.
Please remember you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.